This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on that Michigan Talk Network. We are live all over the backyards of mid-Michigan. We're from Kalamazoo and Battle Creek all the way up to Traverse City, pulling us in Flint, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Whitehall, Muskegon. We are smoking up the backyards, and they're smoking it up right here where we are in Door, Michigan. We're out at the Lutheran Church in Door, and we're helping out the Operation Injured Soldiers today. Great organization. We'll break that down a little bit later in the show. But right now, Bob, you ran into a guy up in the UP that you're going to call. Let's break that down. Who are we going to be talking to here?
Well, actually, for Christmas, Jop got me the Porcupine Press. God bless him, because, you know, my family's from the UP, and that's just a really funny magazine if you've never read it. It's full of total Uper stuff, the Toivo and Ano jokes and all that stuff. But a lot of good stuff from my family side back there, up there, you know. And I saw this big ad in the front of it for the Porcupine Bash in Chatham, Michigan. And there's this picture of this guy who looks like he knows how to barbecue. And I'm thinking, I want to know this fella. And his name is Chef Dennis. And we have him on the grilling line right now. Welcome to the show, Chef Dennis.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate being with you.
Yeah, well, we all love the UP, and you're going to be cooking up at Chatham in August, I believe. And
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Porcupine Bash.
Well, the Porcupine Bash started 3 years ago, and it basically started as a birthday party. It was the 21st anniversary of the magazine, and they have a mascot called Belvedere, and it was just, so it was his 21st birthday, and people wanted to have a birthday party for Belvedere. So that's how the bash started. We figured, well, if we're going to do that, let's have a reason to donate things to. And the thing that came up was a salute to our vets. What a better place for it to go. And so we originally were donating stuff to a place called it's in Wisconsin. It's a home for senior and
Alzheimer people, elderly vets. Basically.
Yes. Yeah. Disabled and elderly vets. And it's in Kingston, or King, Wisconsin. And matter of fact, people can still donate to there. And now the direction has changed. We're donating now to, we found that there's a large need for, not to be gross or anything in the morning, but we need cemetery lots for our veterans.
Well, that sounds like a really good, sounds like a very good cause. So tell us when the Porcupine Bash is on.
It starts the 23rd of August and goes to the 26th. The 23rd, we're pretty much doing setup, and then the big swing starts on the 24th.
And tell us where Chatham is.
Chatham would be, let's see, about 17 miles, if anybody's familiar with
Munising?
Munising. Thank you. I just drew this blank. It's like, wow. And it's from the Detroit area. It's probably about an 8-hour ride.
Yep. Well, most of us know. So you're up near Munising, and it's in August. And how can they find out more about this event in case they're going to be in the Munising area on vacation? Can they go to the porcupinepress.com?
Yes, they can, or they can go to the porcupinebash.com.
Okay.
Or they could also call area code 906-439-5111 and leave a message for Robin. Also, we're looking for sponsors as well. You know, things like this take money to put on, and we're going to have a lot of bands and stuff. The Dan Lawson Band is going to be with us again this year.
But you're a barbecue chef, so what are you going to be barbecuing?
I'm going to be barbecuing ribs.
Oh, that's always good.
Ribs are my claim to fame, so I do ribs and pulled pork.
All right.
And I've been doing ribs for, a whole lot of years.
Great. All right, that's the Porcupine Bash in Chatham, Michigan. Chef Dennis from You Can Cuisine. Check it out at theporcupinebash.com. Chef Dennis, thanks so much for joining us, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to join us all around Michigan.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I hope you guys have a very good weekend.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, you know, Munising, Jop, is beyond a doubt one of the most gorgeous towns you'll ever roll up to, especially in August. Oh, my goodness. The bugs are gone. It's heaven. August in the UP is the most beautiful place on earth.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners will be rolling that way, and that's what we're trying to do is find things to do when you're up there. That's probably the last weekend right before school starts. Could be the last big yeehaw there and get up there to that Porcupine Bash.
Munising, you know, from like Lansing, Munising's probably 6 hours at the most.
Yep.
Wonderful. You cruise into that town, and there's a look of Lake Superior and that huge harbor they have. That's actually a deep draft harbor. They can pull gigantic ships into that little bitty port, and it's just, you know, you've got all those beautiful spots around there, pictured rocks and all that stuff, and I love that place. But, you know, it's a good place for a boat, and there's a lot of things you can do with a boat, and I love my recipe for pineapple boat. Rob Russell taught this at one of our classes a couple years ago, and it is just a fun thing to do if you want to show off on your grill. This is a great way to show off. You cut your pineapple from top to bottom in half.
You're going to leave the top on it, the bushy part?
Yes, right. Leave the top right on it. Thank you. And cut it in half, and you basically have to hollow it out. And you do that by taking your knife and going all around the outside. And it's a little tricky. You have to slice it down the middle, inside, kind of cross-section it, and get the guts out of it, get the core out. And you save all those chunks. All right, and then you melt these ingredients, butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, a couple shots of vanilla rum you add at the last minute, and it takes, you know, maybe two whole pineapples, and then you get a container of fresh pineapple chunks for extras, because you're going to ruin a bunch of the guts when you pull them out if you carve like I do. And then you melt all these ingredients together. You put the chunks back into the thing, and you pour that slurry over your pineapple, and you set it so that it's upright on your grill, and you grill it that way. So it kind of chars the pineapple outside and the stuff up, and you close the lid and get a little charcoal flavor in there. And, oh, my gosh, it is so gorgeous. The rum and the butter and the sugar, it all starts bubbling up, and it is the greatest dessert you could serve, and the alcohol burns off.
Are you flattening out one side of the pineapple boat so it doesn't roll on the grill? How do you keep it from doing that, or does the top keep it from rolling with the butchy part?
You could maybe shave a little flat spot if you have trouble with it, but it tends to kind of stay in place. It's not too much trouble.
Yeah, cool, but just a great fruit dessert, light and with the brown sugar and the other things in there, it's got to be just fabulous. We're
talking about grill envy now, Jack.
Yeah, okay.
You bring this baby out to the table?
Yeah,
you're showing off.
Anytime you put butter, sugar, and cinnamon together, it ain't going to be a bad thing.
That's right.
It's not going to be a bad thing. Speaking of good things, Tim Surprise, our friend and proprietor from the Arcadia Ales down in Battle Creek, is going to be joining us next, breaking down some of his new summer beers, as well as he's got a new brewery I think he's going to unveil, too. So looking forward to talking to Tim. We're live all over West Michigan. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.